Good morning. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. You got myself, Joe, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, Lenny Bree, our technical producer in Houston, and we got a special guest, actually kind of a friend of the show. She's from Indy. She's been on Radio Now before, and you definitely see her from TV ads all the time for Andy Moore. Give a big warm welcome to Mackenzie.
Hey, you guys. Thanks so much for letting me hang out. This is so fun to be back in my old studio. Just dust off my headphones.
Nothing's changed. Yeah, just
literally nothing has changed in this building. I love it. I went to the ladies' room, same. Like, little cafeteria, same. I love it.
Wait, there's a cafeteria here?
Yeah, well, like a little snack.
Oh, okay. Thing. I am so hungry. That sounds so good right now. All right, Mackenzie, I wanted to kind of hear more about this. Pork Chop, I think, was telling me about you. You went on a date or something recently?
Yeah.
Something embarrassing happened.
Okay, so I'm new to the dating world. I just went on a first date. I went to dinner with a very nice guy, but it was, okay, this is so awkward. So we're talking, we're just sitting down, you know, having dinner, and he mentions something, and he's like, oh, let me show you. So he takes out his cell phone, right? He pulls up his photos, and he's trying to reference something that we were talking about, but the first photo that comes up in his album is a picture of me in my bikini.
Wait, a bikini? Wait, did you send him this photo?
No.
Then how did he have a bikini photo?
He must have screenshot it from like Instagram or from my social media, but I was dying though, just because it was super awkward. He's like, let me, and then he was like fumbling like, oh, you know, trying to go to the next photo.
Oh no, drop it in the water, drop it in the water.
But it was so weird because that was like the first photo he had and it was just me like he had a screenshot of me in my bikini and it was just pretty awkward.
Did you call him out? Or
no,
did you just like ignore it?
I tried to be not, you know, because it was, I mean, it's just a first dinner. Day, I didn't want to be weird, but I was kind of like in my mind. I was like, that's interesting.
What do you think he like does with the photo?
No! Oh my gosh. No, this is, I'll tell you what he does with the photo.
He's going
on a first date. So obviously he needs to send screenshots of what she looks like to all of his friends, all of his family. Duh.
Okay. I didn't even think of
yes.
that.
Yes. I mean, you perv.
You want to think it's innocent, but it was made for a super awkward moment. I did not call him out, but I was just like, okay, interesting.
Mackenzie, how early into the date did this happen? Like, did you guys just sit down?
It was probably after appetizer, after appetizer, after a cocktail. So it wasn't like, it was kind of in the middle, I would say.
833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539. I want to know, this is so embarrassing right here, what's on your phone that if somebody saw it right now, or God forbid you dropped dead today, you'd be like, oh crap, that's super embarrassing.
I'm going to grab producer Pork Chop's phone.
No!
Give it to me right now.
No.
I like how Mackenzie just overpowered him.
You might see nudes of me in there. Hold on.
You have nudes on your phone?
I don't think so. I mean,
who knows?
You don't
delete them after you send them?
I've had my phone since, it's the iPhone 6S.
I have confiscated the phone.
That's what Snapchat is for.
I had it the day it came out.
Mackenzie, if you do find nudes, put them on our Instagram, okay? Radio Now AM show.
The first photo I see is a picture of Pork Chop with his cat wrapped around his neck.
Let me see.
Tony was on my neck, on my back.
That was posed.
That's pretty cute. I feel like you might have known I was going to grab your phone and deleted some. I'm going to go back just random wild stuff. So we want to know, if someone grabbed your phone or you left it, what would you be mortified that someone might find that's on your phone right now? Is it a text? Is it a picture? What do you have on there that's like so embarrassing? Give us a call, 833-563-2539.
All right, we'll talk to you next here on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. You can join in the conversation, 833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539. We got our friend Mackenzie hanging out with us today, and she told a really awkward story about being on, this is a first date, right?
Total first date.
And the guy was trying to show her something they were talking about on his phone, and what's the first photo that pops up? Oh, it's a screenshot from, I guess, your Instagram of you in a bikini, which, it's a nice photo. I also screenshotted it to check it out, just to see what everybody's talking about.
It was just so awkward, because then he's fumbling, like, whoa. And we wanted to know, what's the most embarrassing thing that you have on your phone? But hey, I have an update. I went through producer Pork Chop's phone. No. Since we played that song, I found two nudes.
No. Oh, my God.
And I found a bunch of hot dudes, one of which he's like, he was a backup dancer.
Wait a minute. Wait, you have photos of hot dudes in your phone?
Yeah, there was
Why
a time.
Why don't you delete them?
Well, I don't, I mean, it's, I've, Liv, my phone is from forever ago, mm-hmm. and I don't know. I just,
sure,
I don't know.
Your boyfriend's going to love to hear this later on the podcast.
No, I mean, I wasn't dating him at the time, so like, whatever.
So you still have them?
No, I've got, dude, I don't delete, I don't know.
If I'll tell my wife that later. Like, hey, the nudes I have of this girl on my phone, they're from when we used to date.
So do you delete everyone? Yes. Okay, oh, the answer is
okay,
yes.
Okay, the answer is yes, or there's a billion apps to where you can hide nude photos. Download one of those. I don't care if you have them in a secret app. I just don't want to see them. Don't make it that obvious for me.
It's side note story. So my manager at the steakhouse over the weekend, he was showing me something on his phone and he went to Facebook and he started typing something and I saw like he Facebook searched my name like two names under. And I was like, awkward. I'll just look the other way.
Yeah. That's what I did. When you see that, you don't want to, I mean, you could call him out, but when it's like a new or awkward situation.
Yeah, and he did not friend request me.
Let's go to Jeff this morning. Hey, Jeff, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What's on your phone if we found it? You'd be like, oh, guys, this is awkward.
It's a picture of me and my wife topless.
Wait, you and your wife topless?
Yeah, I kind of blame it on Joe, though. It's Joe's fault because after he married us, you know, a couple months ago at White Castle,
yeah,
we had a pretty wild night.
Man, to be honest, I don't know. I kind of want to see this photo just to see both sets.
There's so many questions I have.
You know what? It's kind of crazy because she's a B and I'm a D, so I'm kind of jealous.
Jeff, I'm in the same boat. I make my wife feel really insecure, but congratulations, and I'm glad to hear you're still married, man. That's awesome. Yeah, I got to marry some people. Mackenzie did a White Castle wedding.
Wow.
Yeah, Jeff.
Is that your first?
No,
or do you do this often?
My second. And as far as I know, they're still legally binding.
Just a little side hustle you got going on, side gig.
I am, man. I'm like, yeah.
And I like that you're proud of your man cans.
Oh, man cans. I never heard of that. I've always called them moves, but man cans. I'm down with that. Daniel, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What's up?
What's up? Good morning, guys.
So, morning.
What's on your phone?
A picture of my wife in lingerie.
Ooh. See, I think that's sweet. You have a picture of your wife looking good. You're
but
proud.
Is it hidden?
Yeah, it's like, is it in the camera roll? Where's it at?
It's my background photo. So, like, if you take my phone up and the screenshot on, it would be a picture of her ass in lingerie and fishnet.
So, pretty much, you're not hiding it. He's like showing
it off.
He's like,
it's my wallpaper, not on my screens.
Now, how big is your wife's butt? Like, is it like the whole, like a second or third of the screen? How much room is it taking up?
Oh, it's from side to side. So, it's a pretty zoomed in picture.
Wow.
There
He's
we go.
Proud, though. I think that's actually pretty sweet.
Yeah, she got the booty. So, there you go.
That's how Ariana Grande came up with the song, Side to Side. It's because. Filled up, you know, the booty, side to side. He said side to side of the screen.
Aww. I don't think that's too awkward, though. If it was his girlfriend or his side piece, that would be awkward for him.
Definitely. Yeah. Hey, thank you for all the calls. You can take this to our Twitter, Radio Now AM Show.